Hey, this is Chloe Mijos. You can say Heffel Hills East, Hartford Women's Lacrosse Commit, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. So your name, school, commit, Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hi, this is Chloe Mijos, Hartford Women's Lacrosse Commit, and you're listening to the Mike 100 podcast.
Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Let's go one more time.
Why did I say it?
Mike 100. That's all good.
100 Mike podcast?
Mike Kaplan 100.
Mike Kaplan 100. That's it?
Take two, yep.
Okay. Hey, this is Chloe Mijos, Hartford Women's Lacrosse Commit, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100.
Podcast. Take three, one more. Let's do it for fun.
Hey, this is Chloe Mijos, Hartford Women's Lacrosse Commit, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Done. Three takes. Chloe, good job.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by East Fitness Long Island. Endurance, agility, speed, training. Train like a pro, be around pros. We take pride in growing athletes of all ages, of all sports. Get faster, stronger, and even jump higher. We have the Dunk Factory if you're into basketball. The Lax Factory if you're into lacrosse. And we got ladder workouts to up your footwork in soccer. We have DJ scratching and drones flying on Fridays if you're into ambiance. And if you want to memorize Pop Smoke songs, this is the place for you. A fun and friendly atmosphere, but we work hard too. To book a training session, find us at eastfitnessli.com. Fight.
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we are simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today we have a super special guest, Chloe Mijos, Heffel Hills East, and Hartford Women's Lacrosse Commit. What's going on?
Thanks for having me, Mike.
How's everything? What grade are you in now?
I'm now a senior.
Senior, right? So you're a senior at Hills East High School. You committed to Hartford. What is everything been like now through the whole pandemic? You know, now that things are kind of opening up a little bit, but what has the process been like for you? You know, just from a lacrosse standpoint, how difficult was it to stay engaged during the pandemic?
It was definitely hard because I was still uncommitted and I wasn't really sure what was going to happen with getting committed to a college program, but luckily things ended up working out in the long run, and I committed to Hartford, which is a wonderful program, and I'm so excited to get there in the fall.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when did you really start, you know, playing lacrosse, you know, number one, and then when did it really become serious where, you know, wow, I really want to play at the next level?
So I kind of got into lacrosse late in the game. I started in eighth grade. I had been competitive dancing since I was five, so it was definitely a big change, but I definitely realized the year after that I would potentially see myself playing in college, and by sophomore year of high school, that's when I kind of really got it serious. I'm like, I need to, like, you know, work hard and everything will pay off in the end, which it did.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. Now that you are committed, what was the whole recruiting process like? Did the pandemic interfere with it, or were you able to go in and check out schools?
Well, luckily, I got in touch with Hartford before the whole pandemic happened. I did want to, like, you know, play out my options a little bit, but I think that everything happens for a reason, and I think this was, you know, like a way to kind of put me with the right place to be in college.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome, man. Going through, you know, recruiting in general and picking a school is always so difficult, but, you know, a lot of the kids that have been on this podcast, you know, when they pick a school, they kind of just say that they just know that that was the place for them. You know, now that, you know, you'll be going into, you know, I guess the spring season at the high school, what are they saying as far as, you know, you're going to have a normal season, or what does it look like is going to happen for the spring?
So what I've heard of so far, we are just playing conference teams, so whatever schools are in our conference, and I believe we'll be having playoffs, but then again, wishful thinking, I'm hoping everything will go, you know, just fine, nothing gets canceled or anything, so, you know, just thinking positive.
Yeah, I mean, so now, you know, going into the season, your last high school season, starting in eighth grade, what would you say, you know, was your biggest or best moment of your, you know, lacrosse career so far?
I definitely think you know, building up a new program with my high school team, because after my freshman year, we did lose about 13 seniors who are now all in, you know, top schools for lacrosse and academics. So it was definitely kind of cool to build new relationships with these girls and, you know, play together and kind of become more cohesive with each other against, like, you know, great, amazing teams and schools like Northport, Smithtown West, et cetera.
Yeah, no, it's definitely fun. I remember when I first started coaching, you know, we had 1 year, we had six seniors. They all graduated. Then the next year, we basically, you know, like you said, we were kind of in that rebuild mode. And, you know, it's definitely fun to see the progress, you know, years later of how much better, you know, the team really gets. You know, you being, you know, a high-level lacrosse player, you know, in Long Island, what would, you know, pre-pandemic, what would a normal day in your life be like, you know, whether it's going to a trainer, club practice, you know, just like a normal day, and how much you had to give up, you know, to really play at a high level?
So definitely I would have school, and then I would come home and have my, we would go back actually to school and have my regular school practice, and then I would go home and have my club team practice, and then after that I would have to go to work right after. So definitely a packed day. And now with a trainer in, you know, you have to realize your important things in your life and kind of, you know, cut some sacrifices in there. So, like, you know, hanging out less with friends on the weekends is definitely hard, but in the long run it's definitely worth it.
When did you really, you know, I guess the moment, or when you really thought, you know, that you needed one, like a lacrosse trainer, and then one, you know, somebody like me, you know, fitness standpoint, just to get you, you know, ready for that next level? When did that really become, you know, an option for you?
I think definitely the pandemic kind of woke me up and made me realize that I need to prepare myself just so I can kind of, you know, get ahead in the game, especially, you know, for next year. I'm going to be playing in a really great conference against Stony Brook, Binghamton, all these great schools, and I just want to get ready for that.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think the biggest difference that I tell all my athletes, you know, from high school to college, is really just the speed, strength of the athletes that you're playing against, you know, grown women that could be 22, 23 years old. So I think, you know, this, the fitness aspect is such a huge component of, you know, that next level. Now that you've really been coming here, you know, consistently now for, you know, for a while, what would you say is your least favorite thing to do here?
Definitely the sandbags.
Yeah, why?
Well, I do like to challenge myself and go for a heavier weight, and I tend to struggle with, you know, getting them on, like, let's say, like, my upper body.
Right.
But, yeah, so the sandbags are definitely my least favorite.
What about your favorite? What do you enjoy doing?
I definitely have to go with the bands.
Yeah, the resistance?
Yeah, like leg stuff.
There you go. Do you remember that first time when you came here to work out?
Yeah, I do. It was...
like that was a Friday Lax Factory.
Yes.
When it was, like, a lot of people.
Yeah, really?
The first one we ever had.
Yeah, there were a lot of girls. And my sister actually came a few times before me. And I've seen your name all over Instagram, and I knew that I wanted to, you know, come in and do a session, but I definitely struggled a little bit in the beginning, and then I kind of caught my second win, and I was like, okay, I kind of got the hang of this a little bit, but I loved it, and I had to come back.
A little bit different than how it looks on social media, but you pulled through, and now you're here consistently, so you're seeing, you know, huge progress. What advice, you know, going through from the recruiting standpoint, what advice would you give a younger athlete, you know, any sport, doesn't necessarily have to be lacrosse, for a kid coming up who's either one, being recruited, or two, that just somebody who wants to play at the next level? What advice would you give them, you know, going through everything you've gone through?
Well, one, I'd definitely say to never give up and, you know, always persevere through anything, any challenges that you have, whether it's athletics, academics, recruiting process, just never give up or think negatively. Positive vibes is everything. And two, work hard now and it'll pay off later and become easier. So I'm a big believer in that.
There you go. Do you have any wild superstitions? Kids that come on have some crazy stories. Do you have anything that you have to do before every game?
Not really, but I do believe, like, a good pump-up song is, you know, is definitely key to having a good game and going into it good.
So what would that be?
Well, you do know that I like Eminem.
There you go.
So
old school like that.
Yeah. He's definitely good. So either Without Me or Lose Yourself really gets me into the game mode.
That's funny. Knowing hopefully you have a normal schedule next year in college, and hopefully, you know, you get to play in non-conference games. But is there anywhere specifically that you're looking forward to playing at, like another venue that, you know, either in your conference or maybe at a conference that you know you possibly could go to?
Definitely looking forward to playing at the Lavelle Stadium in Stony Brook.
Yeah, I'll be there for that game.
They're a great program. I've been to a lot of the Stony Brook games because I'm from Long Island, and it's obviously, you know, right around the corner. So that'd be really cool to, you know, finally be able to play in that stadium after going and seeing games in person, you know.
Yeah. Awesome. No, definitely. Tons of girls who are in the, you know, Stony Brook Conference as well. So I'm excited to go see them play. It's kind of cool that it's, you know, so local, and I'm assuming we should be able to go, you know, with fans and everything, all the rules nowadays. So hoping that we definitely get to come see you next year. By then, you know, the world should be somewhat normal, right? Hopefully.
Yep. Hoping. Fingers crossed.
So basically, you know, with everything, you know, going on, like you talked about before, with the, you know, a day in your life, you know, just being so busy with school and everything like that, training, how were you able to manage, you know, all your time? And, you know, again, what advice would you give to younger kids now who are trying to juggle, you know, especially, you know, with the younger generation where there's, you know, they're playing on so many different club teams and trainers and going from here to there? You know, what advice and, you know, how you handled it yourself or just managing everything?
Definitely do not procrastinate and kind of create a schedule for yourself, which I kind of had to get over. And definitely setting myself a schedule and, like, you know, being strict with it is definitely very helpful in keeping yourself organized. And I kind of also cut back on, you know, they say TV, electronics, stuff like that, but I feel like it really helped, you know, kind of optimize my time and made it less pressuring.
Yeah.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!